John, also wanted to get your thoughts on Chip Kelly. You got to know him when he was there in Philly, just 1 year in San Francisco. Is this the end of the line for Chip as a head coach in the NFL?
Well, you never say never. It's the end of the line for now. He's going to have to go somewhere else and prove himself, whether that's back to college as a head coach and sort of let the bad memories fade, or stay in this league and become an offensive coordinator and prove maybe that he can sort of run a different system and open himself to other ideas. Because I think the biggest problem with Chip Kelly is he was a one-trick pony at this level. And that one trick worked early. But when you have opposing defensive coordinators working 24/7 to figure you out, this league is all about adjustments. They adjusted to Chip. He never adjusted back, and he never seemed willing to adjust back. He believed in his system so much, to this day, he still thinks it would work, and it will work. And you got to be more open-minded to be a head coach who's going to be successful in this league.
Let's take a look at the games this weekend and start with Saturday. And, well, it's the battle of what some people are saying are second-tier quarterbacks as Oakland and Houston get together and Connor Cook gets to make his first start in a playoff game.
Yeah, that's very, very difficult. It's obviously a third-tier quarterback, third string for Oakland. Their season just shifted dramatically over the last 2 weeks of the regular season. Derek Carr goes down in week 16. His backup, Matt McGloin, goes down in week 17. And all of a sudden, you have to start a rookie in his first NFL start, as you mentioned, being a playoff game. And that hasn't happened this century. So you compile that when you're facing the Houston Texans, who happen to be the number one defense in the entire NFL, and you can bet Jadeveon Clowney and Whitney Mercilus and all those guys are smelling blood in the water, swimming like sharks, and it's going to be difficult for Oakland. And then word just came down a couple minutes ago, Donald Penn, their left tackle, is going to miss the game as well. Yeah. So in a lot of ways, the NFL is a war of attrition, and that attrition has certainly overcome the Oakland Raiders recently.
In the NFC tomorrow, Detroit team that really stumbled down the stretch, one playoff win in 49 years for them. It may be a tough task to get a second one on the road at Seattle.
Yeah. I mean, it's a disappointing finish. If you think about it, it looked when Detroit advanced to 9-4, it looked like they were going to win the NFC North. It would have been that franchise's first division title since 1993, when it was the NFC Central. They'd never even won an NFC North title. And they just totally collapsed down the stretch. And as usual, Aaron Rodgers gets the best of the Lions, and the Packers win the NFC North. If you're going to hang your hat on one thing, if you're Detroit, it's probably that Seattle has not played well since losing Earl Thomas for the season. And they don't seem like the same team, but as you mentioned, Rich, that might be the toughest road environment in the NFL, and I just can't imagine the Lions going into the against the 12th man and winning that football game.
We're talking NFL playoffs with John McMullen here on Downtown. Sunday's games of the AFC, Miami at Pittsburgh, and I don't know, for my money, Pittsburgh might be the second-best team behind the Patriots in that conference.
Yeah, I agree. If you're looking for potential, obviously New England is far and away the favorite in the AFC, but if you're looking for one other team that could possibly throw a wrinkle into that, it would be the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's the team nobody wants to play. And it's because of how explosive they are offensively. Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, sort of a new age triplet. They're so good at each position. And you think about a South Florida team going to Western Pennsylvania in January that never seems to work out well. And then you add into it, Miami's playing a backup quarterback and Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill still not ready to go. And then the third most important part, the Steelers are just better than the Dolphins. So it's not looking good for Miami this week.
Giants on the road at Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers on fire the last half of the season. The Giants can look back on playoff history and say that they feel good about the way things have gone in the past, but you have to like Green Bay's chances at Lambeau.
Yeah, you do. The way Rodgers is playing right now, even though the Giants have shifted, and I don't think people realize they're a completely defensive-driven team now. They're not an offensive-driven team at all. In fact, basically, they're Odell Beckham and not much else offensively. It's been that defense that has spearheaded them throughout this league, even if they play well. The way Green Bay is playing, you can't imagine they're going to score less than 23, 24 points, somewhere in that range. And if they do that, the Giants haven't hit that number in 6 or 7 weeks. So it's hard for me to imagine them keeping up with Green Bay. And it's just one of those situations where Aaron Rodgers is just playing too well. He's lights out. I think he's the MVP of this league. And I think the Packers will get it done.
At this juncture, John, just heading into the playoffs, who would you expect to see in the Super Bowl?
Well, I think New England on the AFC side, as we just mentioned, this might be in their long run, and it's been an extraordinarily long run since Tom Brady and Belichick got together. This might be their easiest road to the Super Bowl because everything has gone their way. Oakland loses their quarterback. Houston has the quarterback problems. They ping-pong back and forth. Miami, we just mentioned, is playing a backup quarterback. Kansas City's a very good football team, but they're limited offensively. And that leaves the Steelers. And that's a significant hurdle if that's the eventual matchup. But, hey, in a typical year, again, this is as easy as it gets. The NFC's much more wide open. I expect Green Bay to not only beat the Giants, I think they're beat Dallas. And I think Dallas is going to be one and done in the playoffs. And then maybe you look at a Green Bay-Atlanta NFC championship game, and maybe that's the way it should be. The two best quarterbacks in the NFL this year dueling at it. You have to give a slight edge to Atlanta being at home. But I think the NFC side is much more wide open.